Blog Talk Radio.
Brother B, menu in the house on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? What's good? How you doing, Red?
I'm good. What's up with you, Brother B?
Not much, you know.
How you be?
I'm all right. A little tired, but, you know, I'm all right, man. You know how it is. A lot of things going on besides just 9 to 5.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a little crazy out here right now.
We ain't related to, you know, any of these big time people, so.
Yeah, true. And even still, you know what I'm saying? Does that save us from anything? Protect us from anything? Like, really?
Right, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Who knows? Who knows?
Yep.
Who knows? But yo, what's going on to my peoples? How you doing? Greetings and salutations. Big Red Brother B in the house. Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Instagram, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. We on Facebook too, The Menu. Mind Your Mental, the same, MindURMENTAL.
Yeah, man. So, let's get into these topics tonight.
Let's get into it.
Brittany Griner.
Yes. I'm glad you said her name, because I couldn't, I didn't know how to really pronounce her last name, but I'm glad you cleared that up.
Okay. Got you. Brittany Griner.
Griner. Okay.
WNBA basketball player. Is being detained in Russia. So apparently, as the story goes, you know, I try to read like multiple stories from multiple you know, news outlets to, you know, see if there's, like, some type of weirdness and, you know, any stories. Just basically see if they all got the same thing. So, Brittany Griner, 6'9", by the way, 6'9", WNBA, you know, basketball player, basketball star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo, 6'9", like, that's a lot of woman. 6'9".
Just tall drink of water.
That's, yo, tall drink. That's like one of them big water towers that you be seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Like outside. Yeah, that's a water tower.
Silo?
Yeah. Silo, yeah. That's the big silo, yeah. She plays for the Phoenix Mercury. She was drafted, you know, overall number one draft pick, 2013. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's one of those fierce players in the WNBA. You know, seven-time All-Star.
And she's
All-Star.
An Olympic gold medalist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Two-time Olympic
gold no doubt.
Medalist. Mm-hmm.
Yep, All-Star champion, seven-time All-Star champion. And, yeah, like you said, two-time Olympian, you know, with matching gold medals, 31 years old. So, her situation is, allegedly, she was detained from the officials as she was leaving Russia. because she had vape pens.
With cannabis oil.
With cannabis oil. What they tried to say, well, what they're saying in so many stories, that she had, what is that stuff called? She had hashish oil in them.
But isn't that the same thing?
I guess it's like, you know, like I said, some of these news outlets, they want to spin it, you know. So basically, she's facing up to 10 years in prison on drug charges based on accusations that she had vape cartridges containing hashish oil in her luggage. This is according to the Russian authorities. Now, of course, right now, this is really not the time to have to deal with anything on that side of the world when it comes to Russia. Because they are currently in a war with Ukraine and the U.S. supports Ukraine. And, you know, one of the U.S. citizens are over there. And, you know, Russia probably wants to play this game.
Right, of course.
The sad part is her becoming a pawn in all of this, which, you know what I'm saying? I mean, sad to say, but it's like, how can she not be a pawn? How can she not be used as a pawn? Because, you know, it's like, hey, America, you know, wants their people, just like Russia wants, you know, people over there. I mean, true, there were people, you know, VIPs or, you know, diplomatic people that were leaving, you know, the U.S. to go back to Russia. So if the U.S. can be like, all right, yeah, come over here, get your peoples, you know, they can leave. Why are you doing that to her? But, of course, you know, there are certain people, you know, people out here that are not going to play fair, which, you know, it's just, it's sad. I just wonder, you know, what's going to be the outcome. I'm also more concerned of her well-being right now. Like how
because nobody heard from her.
Exactly. No one knows what's going on. And, you know, of course, that could be something done on purpose. Like, hey, they could have her up in a five-star suite and like, listen, don't worry, we got you, but we just want to make people, you know, make your country sweat a little bit. Let's hope that's the case. Like, I pray, like, they're treating her fine, like, feeding her fruit and veggies and making sure she's good and all that good stuff. I pray that, like, that's the case. But, you know, hey, could you drop us a line, you know, just let everybody know that, you know, she's good.
And she's married as well.
Yes.
So that's the deal,
yes,
you know. You know, she's married. She has, you know, family, you know, just our family period should be able to, you know, have some type of contact with her, or she should be able to have some type of contact with them, you know, to what her well-being is.
Yeah, well, you know, the sad part with that is, you know, once again, it's part of that whole political game. It's part of the politics, you know. It's like, oh, well, you know, we got something that you want, so what are you going to do, you know, for us? What are you going to do to get this back or get her back?
Right, and then
like, how
again,
serious
what
is it for you?
Right, but my thing is what, like, their drug policy laws there, like, what, you know, like, what is their drug policy? Well, because once again, if it's cannabis oil or hashish, it can't be, you know, that can't be like the highest priority. Because,
well,
you know,
like,
I'm sure they have, you know, I'm sure they push worse than that over there. But, you know, some of
well,
them gangs
like
are very ruthless and stuff like that.
Well,
you know?
Well, put it like this. You know, when you look at it, every time you turn around, someone, you know, someone or some entity, some corporation or some business is sanctioning Russia. Russia has a lot of sanctions on them right now. a lot of the stuff is like they're really trying to squeeze, you know, give them a squeeze play. And, you know, Russia's going to do whatever. However, this guy Putin, you know, he wants to make his statement. And the sad part is, once again, no one wants to see her be, or anyone for that matter, be a part of his statement. You know, it's sad, but it's like if he's out there killing his own people, you know,
right?
Anybody else, you know, is nothing. Any, you know, to anyone else, I mean, sad, you know, sad to say it like that, but I mean, come on, like we all, you know, a lot of people know, like this whole thing is BS. Like, I just, to me, this dude got the battery in his back after rocking with 4 years of Trump. Who knows, you know, what secrets he became privy to? Who knows what this dude blabbed about? Who knows? Because, you know, all 4 years is like, oh, you know, Putin is my buddy.
All right, yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, so, yeah, he's a good guy. He's this, he's that. So Biden has been in office for a year?
Right.
He's been in office a year, right? So a year later, you know, once Trump is gone, now all of a sudden you want to start war.
Right, exactly.
You know, I guess because he got everything that he needed, all the information, you know, put certain things in place, and then boom, he wants to go to war. Come on. Like, I just find the timing right.
He said, oh, the coast is clear now, you know, they let their guard down now.
Yeah, well, put it like this. I mean, me personally, I just really feel that that whole relationship between him and Trump was a ruse. They both benefited from it in some ways that we will never be privy to. Like a lot of people will never be privy to. I think it was like this unholy alliance. I don't really think that it was good for this country at all.
Right.
And there's nothing against Russian people. Oh, it's not anything against them. It's just this guy and his tactics, and he's never really been known to be honest or straight up about any damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said before on the show, I remember years ago, they, you know, this country, the president, at the time, Ronald Reagan, back in the 80s, looked at Russia like, yo, you can't trust them cats as far as you can bust a fart out your ass. Like, he would give Russia no slack whatsoever. Now look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the situation. You know, the economic strength has grown, you know, a bit since of the 4 years that Trump was in office.
Right.
We've had a lot of, you know, hacking, you know, of Facebook and possible, you know, voters, the voting machines and stuff like that, the voting system in this country. And allegedly, you know, whether they said it was what? China, or they said it was Russia. But, you know, it's just funny how a lot of things are going on under this guy's watch.
Well, you know, if you look at it, yeah, but that's, look at it with, like, I'll say with, when Bush was in office with Bin Laden and all that other stuff, wasn't they, like, kind of on some chummy stuff, too, as well?
Well, yeah, I mean,
something like that?
The Saudi family itself and the Bushes, you know, or like, you know, they're pretty tight. You know, they're good. I mean, they do their politics, they do their business, but for the most part, you know, they're pretty cool. Cool. I guess Bin Laden was considered one of those rogues. Like at one point, you know, and this is all in history of things, Bin Laden used to work for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess, you know, some things, you know, I guess he changed his mind, and well, his mind was changed for him, and, you know, allegedly he became this radical, and, you know,
right.
He did what he did, you know, with the whole thing, supposedly the mastermind of, you know, 9/11. And, yeah, I mean, some people like to dance with the devil, you know, more than necessary. And like I said, I just find it interesting, the 4 years that this guy spent in office. 4 years.
Right.
This guy, you know, Putin was able to, you know, it's like he had all access. It really came
right.
about. He had whatever access that he wanted. It seemed like this dude probably gave him.
Yeah, because now you don't have the access, and now he's, like, kind of angry about that.
Yeah. So,
and that's why I hope he doesn't use that young lady for that, you know.
Well, you know, I don't think it's so much a thing of, you know, now that he doesn't have the access. I just think it's like he's put himself in a position, once again, you know, he's collected his intelligence, he's collected his data, he put whatever he needed to put in place to execute what he's doing right now. And,
right.
of course, you know, anybody who's going to think strategically is, you know, he spent, once again, 4 years doing that. Because Trump was his end. So
right.
now we have the situation with this young lady over there. And, you know, there's a strong possibility, you know, something's going to be asked of the U.S. and, you know, for her return. For her
right.
return. And you know
right.
what? This is where people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Americans are watching. And they're like, well, what are you going to do? So Biden is, I don't think he's in, the situation he's in right now is just ridiculous.
Right.
You know, he's
right.
got enough pressure going on. But when it comes down to this right here, it's like, what's the wrong, you know, what's the right or wrong move? Like, who knows
right,
what they're
exactly.
asking for? Who knows what they're asking for? But what's even the bigger question, you know, what is this country not willing to do? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, what are,
right.
what are they willing to not do, you know, to ensure her safety? That's
well,
a question I'll, right there.
Right. Well, I'll say, like I said, I hope that they don't try to use, you know, certain things to, you know, like, you know, not to get her, you know, get her back here. Like I said, she needs to hear from her family, friends, you know, whoever, she needs to hear from people. And as you said,
yeah.
I hope that they're, you know, treating her a certain way. But then again, you just never know, you know, how that's going to work.
Exactly. Let's see what K-Dog thinks about this. K-Dog.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up, man? I tried to call last week and I couldn't even get through because I was like, oh my goodness, they are really not, you know, I couldn't get through last week's show. Now,
they had a lot of calls.
Well, you here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy.
Nah,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So, today I just, first up, I got to say what's up to everybody. This whole thing with Russia, it's like, how could I put it? You know, when one person in a relationship leaves the other person and they're moving
mm-hmm.
on and you see them doing really great, moving on without you, it
mm-hmm.
makes you really mad. It boils your blood. You wanna get back at that person. Like, what? They left me and they living a better life without what? Oh, hell no. I'm going to mess them up. That's what Putin is doing to the Ukraine. After 30 years that they broke away from Russia, where the whole Soviet Union broke up and Ukraine was like, well, they're doing their own thing. They're not caring about Russia, and Putin's like, oh yeah, I'm going to put a stop to that. Bomb them.
Yeah, but you know what? That doesn't have, but see, yeah, but that, see, that right there, it doesn't have nothing to do with this young lady. It doesn't have nothing to do with this young lady and it doesn't have to do, you know, with many other innocent people. Like,
exactly. It has nothing to do with that young lady. Many innocent people. And, you know, I've heard people say, you know, okay, I understand, you know, I was very upset when I saw what they were doing to the Africans. I was very upset about that. That thing was just wrong. But at the same token, the people that are being killed, people being, you know, being displaced, I mean, people are actually running for their lives. They're actually scared out of their minds because imagine you're living in a place and you're being bombed. You have to leave your home. You have
Absolutely.
To leave everything because
right.
you lose everything. And it's being bombed.
I'll say this real quick. It's interesting how, you know, everybody, the world, and a lot of the people sat back and, you know, crucified Saddam Hussein and said, oh, he's been killing his people. And, oh, we got to go over there
right.
and do this. And we got to go over there and do that. But what is Putin doing?
Putin's
killing his people as well.
He's killing mad people.
Do you really hear, you know what I'm saying, the public outcry? Do you really hear, like, you know, yeah, okay, there's
nope.
a bunch of sanction and stuff going on. But I don't see people, you know, really taking it to the extreme as when it was a, you know, a U.S. versus Saddam thing. I guess maybe because it was the U.S. versus
right.
them
mm-hmm.
compared
mm-hmm.
to the U.S. is just like, hey, listen, we're going to give you guys some weapons because all we're doing is just protecting our interests. But, you know, we're not really in this. We'll help you, but we're not in this. But like
well,
I said,
guess
I
what?
Want to see, you know,
it
up?
Feels like we're going to be in it because, as you know, President Biden bans Russian oils, and he also warned of higher prices at the U.S. pump. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, either way,
mad as hell about that.
We are going to be feeling the sting of this.
Oh
yeah,
we're already feeling because, oh yeah, because I mean, gassing
yeah.
up is crazy.
Yeah, the gas. Oh, it's only gonna It's only gonna go up higher, because like he said, it's like, you know, President Biden said that, you know, he called what Putin did. He said, you know, this move is to punish Putin, and he said, you know, it was unprovoked and unjustified military assault on Ukraine. But now it's entered its 12th day. But he said this in quote. He said this is a step we're taking to further inflict further pain on Putin, but there will be costs here in the United States. And let me tell you, for all, it's everybody that's going to be feeling, not just the drivers, but everybody's going to be feeling the pinch. Because, you know, 70% of Americans would support the U.S. ban, but also they don't care if it's going to lead to higher gas prices. So be prepared to pay as to be weeding out your pockets.
They already. The people are already going to do.
Because that's what it is. Because you know what it is. And according to the Times, they also said that the U.S. imports about 700,000 barrels per day from Russia, or at least 10% of its oil imports. So roughly, Europe imports about like 4.5 million barrels per day from Russia, or roughly 1/3 of its total imports. So be prepared to pay more at the pump because it's going to come out of your pocket. This is serious.
Yeah, well,
we're going to be feeling the sting of it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's nothing we can, you know, really do. I mean, once again, I can say is there's nothing we can really do about it.
All we could do is just hope that Brittany Green comes back home because, really, what they're doing to her is wrong. I don't know if it's just to get revenge on the U.S. It is.
Of course.
Basically, it's to get revenge. And so, oh, well,
we
found her with drug trafficking.
Like
I'm like, really?
Well, put it like this. How many people are really going to look at the country or look at Biden screwed up if this gets mishandled?
Oh, a lot
of
people.
I mean, come on. Exactly. And
everybody's going to look at Biden and be like, what? You let this happen.
Like, technically, I don't know the, like Red said earlier, I don't know the drug boys over there. you know, I don't know the situation of what's going on. I don't know the legalities behind the whole thing when it comes to like vape pens and, mm-hmm. you know, the hashish oil or whatever. But right. why would you do it? Especially right. the time and what's going on now. Like, why would you do that? It's like, you know, it's not to throw blame, but then you got to ask a question. Like, now is not the time, because these people would use any reason, anything,
mm-hmm.
to disrupt, you know, the flow. And now they have a reason. They have her. And they're like, hey,
yeah, they
what
have
are
a defense.
Is going to do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
what are you going to do to get her back? And, you know, if he wants, he can probably act some ridiculous, you know, BS as to where the U.S. would probably be like, no.
Right.
And once again, it's like, well, you must not care. Oh, America's watching. So you must not care about your American, you know, Olympian.
The American that we have in, that we have her in.
Your prize. You must not care about her. Because we asked you to do this, and you're not going to do it. And see, you see the type of trouble that causes. Like you see the, you know, mm-hmm. like what it says, you know, about without saying what it really is. Like it's a game, and once again,
mm-hmm.
she is going to probably. I hope not, but she very well might be, you know, lined up to be the pawn in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah,
and I, you know, it's. I mean, if we can be real for him,
mm-hmm.
what the hell is anyone supposed to do? If you're a president or you're someone in a high position, you know, in this American government, and Russia is saying, hey, we want you to stop sanctioning us. Or sending them weapons and we'll let her go. We know the U.S.
right.
is not going to do that.
No.
We know they're not.
Because you know
and
what? It all comes down to this. It's all about money.
Yeah, it's more about money, but it's more about,
definitely.
You know, control. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Russia's going to use this as an opportunity to make, you know, Biden and the U.S. look bad. Because they're going to say,
yeah,
all you have to do is this. And we wouldn't have to be, because listen, do we really think she's going to get a fair trial? Come on.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's another thing.
Because you know how they do, because this is the thing. How many Americans have been caught in something overseas and it never goes well, because the sentencing is much different.
And harsher
than it is over here. So, you know, they catch an American. They're like, oh, yeah, we got some fresh meat over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of countries already can't stand America. You know it and
exactly.
I know it.
So they're going to use
what do you think is
going to
happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you to make an example.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are going to be all in their emotions and want Biden or the U.S. government to do something. Save her. But it's a war going on. I mean, and the sad part is, do you really think they're going to make so many concessions, depending on what they're asking for? Do you really think they're going to do all, you know, respond well to whatever they're asking for one person?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
And that's the harsh reality of it. That's the very harsh reality of it.
No, it is.
Like
it's a serious.
May get disappointed.
Like I said, you know, when they catch an American doing something, you know they're gonna punish that American hard.
Yeah,
like you're not in America. You can't. You're not gonna get away with what you got away with in America. Oh hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're in our territory now.
Or Russia can use this as like, we're going to give her home. We're going to send her home in good faith. So what are you going to do for us in good faith?
Either way, if you know what I'm saying, she's dead smack in the middle of this, in the worst way.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many eyes on this. Is the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, just they have to make a smart move about it. They have to.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know, man. It's tough. I mean, I feel sorry for her family. I feel sorry for her supporters. You know, it's a messed up situation.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know. So, for the second half of the show.
Yes.
Red, you have brought this up to me. Now, I didn't even know what was actually going on with
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The other, it's another young lady.
Yeah. Tanisha Chapel. Yes, please. Give us some background on this.
I think it's Chappelle or Chapel, I think it is.
Yeah.
She was detained in Jackson County, Indiana jail. She had got arrested for, it was, I think, something type of a robbery or something like that, or they said that she had tried to rob somebody or something like that. But she was not feeling well. She was sick. And she kept telling them that she's not feeling well, and she had repeatedly vomited blood and became dehydrated. And she asked them to ask the staff to take her to the hospital if she needed help. You know, she needed help. And basically they were refusing to give her any type of, any type of help or even try to get her to the hospital. She had other inmates there were basically, trying to let them know, as well that she's not feeling well, like, you have to do something. But it took hours for them to do this. And then when they finally did take her to the hospital, they took her to the hospital and 2 hours later she died. So, that right there is just like inhumane. I don't care what a person does. Like I said, nobody is innocent. People do things, that's why they're in jail, whatever. But everybody is still entitled to some type of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So, true. Now it's a thing of, they're trying to say that the CEOs are not responsible for that happening to her.
Wow.
Of course not.
This is the second time I've heard about this with black women dying in jail. And we've seen this happen before with Sandra Bland. When they try to cover up everything, say, oh, well, she committed suicide. I'm like, huh?
Absolutely. Right. And, there wasn't that case, but, I understand what you're talking about. Yeah, but mind you, this particular jail, like I said, in Brownstone, Indiana, they, this is not the first time this has happened, but it was a man that it had happened to at one time where he had died being taken to the hospital after he pleaded that he needed help. He wasn't feeling well and everything like that. So, it's like, okay, like, what's going on there that people, once again, humanity, what's going on that this young lady is telling you, I need help?
Yeah, and
this is from the day before. It's not like it's the same. Right, it's not like it was the same day. This is the day before that she was complaining that she wasn't feeling well, and, like I said, she vomited blood. The staff is telling, oh, well, you have to wait until the nurse comes in. And but why would you do that to somebody? I don't understand what the problem is. And like I said, they're stating that, the staff was not, they're not going to put any charges on any of the staff because, I guess they feel that they weren't responsible for that. But they are.
Yeah.
9059, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
It's me.
Oh.
Is that
what's up, Lena?
Lena.
What's up, Pop?
How are you?
What's going on?
I know a little bit of the Tanisha Chappelle story. From my understanding, she did a high-speed chase. It was a bunch of things
right.
that she did that led her into the jails. I think that they are trying to state that there was poisoning, like almost like she was poisoned inside the prison.
Yes, I did read that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that she didn't feel well. I thought I was led to believe that the medical staff did come to her and didn't find her medical situation serious enough, I guess, because
mm-hmm.
they thought that she might have ingested like some methanol or something like that to the case.
Yeah,
as a person who kind of been through that. Like, I've been through, like, a whole jail stint, and I'm not going to front. There was a lot of inmates in there that was making up stuff to get out of certain situations and all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
So sometimes they don't tend to the inmates, or they don't react to the inmates every command, because at any given time when you find yourself in a situation, you know, many of the inmates will cry to medical stuff. Not saying that they didn't have any negligence. I think that if she was spitting up blood and stuff like that, then it probably you should have been taken to an outside medical facility. But I think they have a hard time trying to figure out what's genuine, what's not genuine and stuff like that. This isn't a person who is in jail for no reason. Not saying that she deserved to die in no way, shape, or form, but when you out there committing crimes and putting on high-speed chases, you ain't going to get the compassion that, you know, you're looking for in them places. So
right.
It just sucks, you know. It just sucks, you know, that it was a person. This is one of those cases where, you know, I toss a coin, man. I tossed a coin. Yes, she could have gotten better medical, you know, care, but she put herself there, man. She put herself there.
Yeah, I've read a little bit about some of the things that she did that landed her in jail. And, of course, it's not to take away from her death, you know, because, I mean, it's a tragedy either way. But, yeah, 100% agree. Like, you're not going to get that compassion. Some of these CEOs, they're going to look at you like, what? What are you in for? Like, yeah, okay. Like, no. You know, I don't care if you're shitting moon rocks. Like, you're going to wait. You're going to sit there. You're just going to have to deal with it.
I was in there for 6 months for something I did not do. But the reality was they considered me an inmate, right? I wore a hearing aid. I needed a battery. It was not important to them. It was not. Like, it was not a priority to them. Meanwhile, that's a liability, right? I could not hear a command. I could mishear something that they wanted me to do, go the opposite way, go the wrong way. That's a liability. But when I tell you they treated me like, bitch, get over there. You're an inmate. Like, we ain't got time to be, you know, tending to your hearing situation and stuff like that. I remember I filled out several grievances and stuff like that. Finally got a lawyer on the phone, and explained to them that, you know, you got me in general pop. It's loud in here. I can't really hear. You know, you're putting me at risk. And I had to, you know, thank God I had the means to get a lawyer involved to call up there and stuff like that. But even then, they took their sweet time. Because you know why? That's not a normal situation. They don't have batteries there. They went out. They sent somebody out to go get batteries and accommodated me like that. And when those batteries ran out, I had to wait like 6-7 days. So they don't have no compassion whatsoever unless it's visibly like, oh, my God, that's when you get that 911 call, the stretcher come in and haul you out. But until then...
I would think coughing up blood, I mean, I'm sure they had to see something. Something if she was coughing up blood, I'm sure they had to see something or heard it.
I mean,
eventually,
but if she's in her cell, right, they're not in that cell with her. So eventually they do their checks, they do their walk around. She might start banging on a door, but think about it. How many inmates are banging on a door for no reason, trying to get attention, so and so and so. So until somebody does like a walkthrough check and checks on her or comes in there and visibly checks on her, they don't know that she's in severe need. It, let me tell you, jail sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, that's why I haven't been there.
It is not
unless I really, stories. Really have to.
Well, you know what?
They walk through every hour. They do a walkthrough
so
every hour.
Wait a minute. Every hour they do a walkthrough? And do they
every
check
hour.
On? Let me ask this. You know, in the case of this young lady, do they check, like, okay, if an inmate is not feeling well,
uh-huh.
What do they, what's the proper procedures if there's a sick inmate?
So you get the guard's attention, there's a button inside the thing, you say, I don't feel well. They then are most likely, you got to understand, those COs are in that bubble to tend to and monitor over, it could be over 30, you know, inmates to that top generation, right? Now, what they do is they'll send, it's a work order. It's a form. A form goes to the medical staff. It might be 2-3 nurses in that whole facility. They are
That's not enough nurses.
I know. It's like, it might be 2-3 nurses in that whole facility, and they get around to your work order. They will. They'll get around to it. Now, they got morning meds, and they got nighttime meds. Those are the nursing, like, assistants that's able to give meds. Normally, you know, they'll come through, and then now it's like they'll go through, do the check, they'll do a blood pressure and stuff like that. But unless it's 911, and most likely they probably did their walkthrough, she probably was on the floor, whatever the case. I think I seen some video where they probably just didn't believe her. And in those cases, I'm telling you, the boy who cried wolf is popular. It's popular.
Mm-hmm.
When they lock you in and stuff like that, they lock you in your cell. That's like for instance, there's disciplinary actions, right? If I do something out in General Pop, they go, Bennett, you on lockdown for 23 hours. That means I only can come out of my cell for 1 hour out of that day. So if I'm stuck in my cell for 23 hours, what do you think I come up with? Medical issues. That's what's going to get me out. I need to go to law library. That doesn't work. I need to go to religion. I need to go to church. I need, you know what I'm saying? You're going to come up with something. So that's what inmates do. I'm sick. I don't feel, oh, my God. My heart rate is pumping. Da-da-da-da. They're like,
oh,
all
man.
Right, cool.
And so they end up they use that as an excuse to do something.
Right. To get out.
Man.
So
wow.
Now we don't believe,
see, if
depending
I,
on how she came in. Depending on how she came in, if she was regular and all of a sudden she's saying, I can't breathe, I need to throw up, I'm dying, something's wrong with me. They're like, where'd that come from? She just put on a high-speed chase. She did this, she did that, she did this. She's making it up. And then what happens is eventually they do their walkthrough. She's coughing up blood. Oh, wow, this is serious. We need 911. But by then it's already, you know what I'm saying, like too late. So
it's a
horrible place to be in the
serious
attention.
But
unless you pass
is,
the hell out.
But the sad part is, isn't that what it's supposed to be? It's not really a correctional facility. And I think, you know, the certain people that get the worst end of the stick. Well, yeah, I know. But I think there's certain people that get the bad end of the stick more than the people who really do, like, those heinous crimes. You know, it's just sad that, you know, people who either are waiting, you know, some type of court or, you know, whatever trials and tribulations they're dealing with. It's a shame that, you know, you have to be in the system. It's a shame to even have to deal with the system. But depending on what you've done, in some cases, they probably look at it like, oh, this person deserves it. And we're not going to give you that compassion because you didn't have the compassion when you were out in the world doing what you were doing. So we're not going to give you compassion in here. But
jail
this is
the worst
this is who
place
you are.
To, to need medical attention or to need some type of compassion. They really don't. I can honestly tell you, there was one time I got off the phone with my daughter, and I was so depressed that I went up in my cell, right? And I decided that I wasn't coming out of my cell for the rest of the day, and I was going to sleep. And when I tell you, I could have been dead. They never, ever, ever broke their silence. I didn't eat lunch. I didn't eat dinner. I didn't come out for nothing. To the next morning, like, I think I came out the next afternoon. If you don't come out that morning, they lock those doors, so you got to wait to that afternoon lunchtime to come back up, to come out. But when I tell you I didn't move, I didn't leave, I didn't move left, I could have been dead in that bed. And there was one time that they actually did. They found an inmate in her cell dead. And the reason why they didn't know is because they thought she was sleeping the whole time. And what happens is eventually you have to speak to a guard. You have to say something. But if the guard is just doing his walkthrough and not really making you, like, speak, you won't know. And that's what happened. The guard that was on post kind of just did his walkthrough and didn't make her acknowledge them when they banged on the thing. And then finally they banged, and they was like, they called her last name, then they had a guard come open the gate, and then they was running out for medical attention. We don't have a pulse. That's the wrong place. I'm telling you, you're not going to get that type of treatment. So it just sucks that, you know what I'm saying, she put herself in that position, and unfortunately, that's why nobody's being charged, because they don't have that type of staff to make sure to tend to every inmate's need. So she's not going to get the justice that she wants, and they're not going to claim liability for you putting yourself in a place like that.
Of course they're going to mix it up like that, of course.
Well, yeah,
and of course, that's they're going to do that, but once again,
do anything. In their world, they didn't do anything that contributed to her death. So they feel like, yeah, she probably could have got medical attention. But even if we got her medical attention sooner, would she have lived?
Right.
Yeah, well, they're going to make every they're going to make every case to make it seem like they didn't do it.
Right.
You know, they have nothing to do.
Exactly.
They're going to
throw
so
the drug thing
family.
In there, of course.
Well, yeah.
I feel so bad for that family, and I feel so bad for her, you know, that's where she was when she needed, you know, had she been anywhere else, she would have gotten the medical attention that she needed and probably would still be here today to be a menace to society tomorrow.
And you know what's crazy? And the sad, what's bad about that is that's how some people think about it. That's how they're probably thinking about it. It's like, why should we give her compassion to turn around and treat her a certain way so she can go back out and do the same thing again?
Listen, her
right.
rap sheet.
Or do something worse.
Her rap sheet. Look up her rap sheet. It's nuts. The girl, that's why they didn't have compassion for her, because that was home for her.
Wow.
That wasn't no old traffic stop. She ended up in jail. That girl was a menace to society. She was just doing stuff. Like, it's nuts. Like, don't get me wrong. People change. But.
Well, homeboy that smeared that stuff on that, smeared the shit on the lady's face, he out. So I guess they ain't see nothing wrong with him either.
Well, you know, that's because of
he out walking around the street.
That whole new, that bail reform, that whole thing that went down
sure
before
he got a rat
guy left
on
office.
Somebody on.
yeah. There's some. Listen, like she said, it's not a good place to be. It shouldn't be considered a good place to be. But you know, some people use it as a synagogue. Some people use it as a place to be during the winter, and you know, a overall hangout. Some cats see it as a rite of passage. I don't understand it, but
had she been arrested for something that she did not do and ended up in jail, and that was her last place, and this would be a totally different story. But this girl,
yeah.
Man, jeez,
yeah,
this would be a totally
she was a
different
repeat
story.
Offender. He was a repeat offender.
And high-speed chase, putting other people's lives at risk, trying to get away just to dodge what the inevitable, what she normally does. Like, if nobody deserves to die, but in this instance, I can't see the jails going above and beyond to accommodate, you know. It just sucks. It's a sucky place to be. I've been there. I didn't even belong in it, and they treated me the same, like, oh, well, get over it. If you're not dying, don't bang on the door.
Well, we got the King of Kings on, Hot Rod. What you got to say about this, Hot Rod?
Woo!
Hey, Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
You know, I have to be an a-hole around here. You know, I have to ask a simple question. And I mean, it may sound rude, but, you know, I'm the Hot Rod. Why do we care about this case? If this is the same case like any other case, you know, why this is news to us? You know.
Well, because
this is how prisons get treated. Look at Rikers. There's no difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, put it like this.
How many people died in Rikers last year? Once, like she said, once you're in prison, they don't care. You're just a number to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I'm not saying it was right or wrong. It's just a society. Why should we care in general?
Well,
maybe
you
because of her family.
I think this one gets attention because it's a woman. Like, it's more like a feminist thing.
Yeah.
And usually men.
But what about Sandra Bland? What's her name? I think that was her name, Sandra Bland.
Yeah, Sandra Bland.
She got killed. She died in prison.
Corinne?
Yes.
Why do you hear about these cases?
Because they're black females? Because mm-hmm. these are black females? Is it a race thing again? We hear about these cases?
Listen, minister.
Well, this one right here, I don't know if we can throw race in it. Like I said, I mean, there's a lot of...
It was brought to your attention in the media. Once again, white people die in jail, Indian people, Russian people die in jail, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How her case is any different?
Well, you know what? She's black, and, you know, the media got to pimp the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got to switch it up a little bit. Oh, black female, you know, this is what happened. It's kind of as a distraction to, you know, other things
going on
in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they just got to put something out there.
I'm not saying anything bad about this poor lady who lost her life, but why are we talking about it, you know? There's other issues out there. This is like a local story in general. Why is national wide news? Because of social media?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's black? Another black lady died in prison?
I guess because the treatment that she didn't get. And somebody asked the question, why was she allowed to be sick for so long before they actually did something? So it's kind of like hey, what's going on with that jail? Because of course I did read something where they did have another incident and they're looking into that jail, you know, and like what's going on here.
Come on.
Because it's not the first situation.
You know, if you think about that, and when things happen like that, they always say, well, we're going to look into it, whatever. Just like with Rikers, this thing goes to look into it. They're going to shut Rikers down, this, that, and other. Listen, who knows when the hell that's going to happen or if it's going to ever happen.
They ain't going to shut that jail down. The flip side to that is knowing that jails are in the deplorable conditions that they are, knowing that their medical staff is short, because your medical staff is short on the outside in the hospitals too. So you know it's going to be short in there. But knowing all of that, do it stop people from getting their ass locked up and going in those places? No.
No, you're right about that.
No, don't.
I don't want to go there because I know I ain't gonna be treated. I'm gonna be treated like an inmate. The reality is, like when I was in there, like he said, I was a number. They didn't care if I was innocent or I. And get this, eventually I proved myself innocent. Does that eradicate or take away from how they treated me for the last 4 months? Like I was guilty? No.
Yeah.
They felt like you here, you're in jail, you're a criminal for now, and so you ask, get out of here.
Well, listen, people made money off you. People made money off you. That was what it was about.
You know,
exactly.
That's the main thing.
And you want to hear
exactly.
something? Some of the CEOs said to me, you don't belong here. You too smart. You this, you that, you this. But it didn't stop them from treating me like an inmate.
They don't care about you. They don't listen. Jail. People don't realize this about jails. It's big business.
Mm-hmm.
Big business. There's a lot of money behind it.
Yeah.
People invest a lot in these jails. That's why when they talk about, oh, we're going to close this jail up.
Wait, is it Michael Jordan? Is it Michael Jordan investor?
Yeah.
Yeah, at one time. Yeah, we did talk about that.
He did.
The reason why she's not getting the sympathy is because society looks at it like if she wasn't out here committing crimes and doing what she did, then she would be free and possibly alive and at home with her family, you know, who's grieving her.
But we don't know that. We can't predict the future or undo the past. She could get hit by a car the next day. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
And die. You never know.
Yep, absolutely.
But her place of death wouldn't be jail and wouldn't have so many questions surrounding it. Let me tell you, they're claiming she got poisoned in jail. Last week I got a call, right? I have a cousin that's in jail. Last week I got a call from one of his friends saying, I think your cousin passed away. I'm like, huh? Guess what happened? Somebody cut him with a can top. But he knows he's in there. He knows he's in there. He knows what he's up for. So we were just happy he was alive. But did we go crazy going, oh, no, we're going to get a lawyer. We're going to sue. No, he's in there. We expect that. It's almost like we expect that.
Yeah,
and we
crazy.
Were just happy to know he's alive.
I don't mean to laugh, but damn.
But seriously,
But the reality of it is like they say, you and so you do the crime, you got to do the time.
You do the time.
I mean, but, you know, we also have situations where there are actually people out there who get caught up in the system and they become these Khalif Browders. They become these people who are like, I didn't do anything. And it's like, so you're guilty until proven innocent. You're not innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until you're proven innocent. And you got to fight your way out. Why? Because the system wants money. The lawyers got to get paid.
Yes,
the DA's got to get paid. And they got to make a name for themselves. The judges got to get paid. The CEO's got to get paid. Everybody got to get a check. Like,
I'm telling you, like I said before, jails is big business. It's big business
in
that.
Many people
I gave that example to say, you know, if we're going to fight for her justice, oh, we got plenty more to fight for. This stuff happens every day in those places.
And I'm sure people do that. I'm sure people do that.
Inmates poisoning each other. They cutting each other. They killing each other. For packs of Uzi.
Shaking each other.
That's crazy.
That's some crazy.
I'm
going to
shank that school right now.
Mm-hmm. So with less than 60 seconds to go, please check out the Absolute Truth Show Monday night or every other Monday. Should be one coming up this Monday on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. The infamous Hot Rod, Sean Black, K-Dog in the house. But thanks again, everybody. We're going to close it out tonight. Miss Selena, thank you. Hot Rod.
And ladies, take a bow. It's your month, damn it. Ladies, take a bow.
You know what?
Fight the power.
And you know what? And I listen for Brittany
Granel.
All say a prayer, and I hope that she comes home safely. And once again, condolences to Mr. Chappelle's family. That's it, y'all. Have a good week. Stay blessed.
Peace out,
no
peace, y'all.
Peace.
Okay,
peace out.
Good night, guys.
It is.